people do find it hard to switch off from work, have you noticed? Like the time I met this nightclub comedian. I said quite innocently, "How's your wife?" He said, "I wouldn't say my wife was ugly, but the mice throw themselves on the traps when she gets home from the colliery." I said, "So she's not an attractive woman then?" He said, "I wouldn't say my wife was attractive, but..." And then, as he seemed a bit stuck, I tried to help him out. "Is she on the large size?" His face lit up. "I wouldn't say my wife was fat, but when she gets in the bath, the water gets out." I laughed dutifully and offered to buy him a drink. He said, "I wouldn't say my wife likes a drink, but..." No, I said to him, patiently. "I was asking if you want a drink." He looked a little bit lost. "It's quite sad." "Well, I suppose it's not easy switching off from work, is it?" "Actually, I once knew a bus conductor who had the same problem. He just carried on when he got home. Move down the hall, please, thanking you. Have my dinner on the table, thanking you. Come on, son, give up your seat for the elderly, thanking you." That sort of thing. But I've been quite lucky because I've always had the ability to leave work behind. Though living in a palace and having lots of servants does help. Though, of course, you ordinary people wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, has a limited number of advertising spots available. Give your business the boost it needs and reach across the island. Email our team today, marketing@vectisradio.fm.
So, it seems that one day we will really be able to go back in time. The idea is, apparently, that a clever scientist, probably called Kevin, I imagine, having discovered how to create a portal in space by bending space and time, then travels back and equips someone from the past with the same ability. You with me so far? Then, once that's done, we could all decide to take a holiday in the past. Well, I suppose it's more likely to be our children's children. But anyway, just think, one day, there could be a knock on your door, and, blimey, it's your great-great-great-granddaughter. As far as she's concerned, you've been dead for about 80 years. "I was bored, you see," she'll say. "There was nothing on telly, so I thought I'd pop round and see what you really look like." How gratifying. Well, it would be a very impressive scientific achievement, but I'm already feeling quite sorry for historical figures. Well, they won't get a minute's peace, will they? "Oh, who is it now?"
"Fred and Alice Slug, Your Majesty."
"Well, can't you tell them I'm busy taking this arrow out of my eye?" And William Shakespeare will never finish a play or a sonnet, and they'll be queuing out of the door at Harry Redknapp's house. They just haven't thought this through, have they?
We are your Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
And finally for this week, the word on the streets is that power dressing is back. And yes, I can confirm this is true. Why, only the other day I saw a man with battery-operated trousers. Quick and easy to drop at the right moments. A raincoat with a pop-up umbrella attached to the back. A pair of socks that spray air freshener into the shoes at 10-minute intervals. Presumably it's easy enough to buy power clothes online. Always assuming that the systems are working. Oh, by the way, it'll soon be Christmas, won't it? Just to reassure you, in case you're lacking something to do on Christmas Day, I will be giving out my King's Message exclusively for Vectis Radio on Christmas Day. Anyway, I'll be back next week as usual. Meanwhile, do take care of yourselves. Bye for now.